Harper Business and Harper Audio present Influence, New and Expanded, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert B. Cialdini, PhD. This is the author. A note before we begin. For notes on the text and a list of additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/influence-new-and-expanded. For Haley, who, every time I see her, leaves me more amazed. For Dawson, who, every time I see him, leaves me more convinced he will do great things. And for Leah, who, every time I see her, leaves me a happier man. Preface. From the outset, Influence was designed for the popular reader, and as such, an attempt was made to write it in a non-academic conversational style. I admit to doing so with some trepidation that the book would be viewed as a form of pop psychology by my academic colleagues. I was concerned because, as the legal scholar James Boyle observed, "You have never heard true condescension until you've heard academics pronounce the word popularizer." For this reason, at the time of the first writing of Influence, most of my fellow social psychologists didn't feel safe professionally writing for a non-academic audience. Indeed, if social psychology had been a business, it would have been known for having great research and development units, but no shipping department. We didn't ship, except to one another, in academic journal articles that no one else was likely to encounter, let alone use. Fortunately, although I decided to push ahead with a popular style, none of my fears has been realized, as Influence has not received disparagement on pop psychology grounds. Consequently, in subsequent versions, including the present one, the conversational style is retained. Of course, more importantly, I also present the research evidence for my statements, recommendations, and conclusions. Although the conclusions of Influence are illuminated and corroborated through such devices as interviews, quotes, and systematic personal observations, those conclusions are invariably based on properly conducted psychological research. Comment on this edition of Influence. Shaping the current edition of Influence has been challenging for me. On the one hand, recalling the "don't fix what's not broken" axiom, I was reluctant to perform major reconstructive surgery. After all, previous versions had sold more copies than I could have sensibly imagined, in multiple editions, and 44 languages. In this last regard, my Polish colleague, Professor Wilhelmina Wozinska, offered an affirming yet sobering commentary on the perceived worth of the book. She said, "You know, Robert, your book Influence is so famous in Poland, my students think you're dead." On the other hand, in keeping with a quote my Sicilian grandfather favored, "If you want things to stay as they are, things will have to change," there was a case to be made for timely upgrades. It has been some time since Influence was last published, and in the interim, changes have occurred that deserve a place in this new edition. First, we now know more than we did before about the Influence process.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?